football on Off the Ball.
I would like to think the will is there, but you know, the resources have to be found from somewhere to try and do that, because you know, you want your team to get stronger. We want to be qualified for major tournaments. That's how these girls are going to get better.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Stephen, real game of two halves tonight here in Talca Park, but ultimately your side have come back from two goals down to pick up a point for 2-2. Are you happy with the result in the end?
No, I feel we should win the game. We gave away one sloppy goal, and then one, to be fair to our players, the referee points for a goal kick and the players stop, and then he allows the play to go on and they score off the back of it. And that's really poor from the official, from the referee. We can't, that's not good enough. I think if you see it back, it's very clear he points for a goal kick and our players stop. And I know we should play to the whistle. When the referee's pointing for a goal kick, the players look at him, stop, and they go and score off the back of it. After the two goals, I thought we were excellent. I thought we controlled the game in every aspect and should win the game.
I was going to ask you about that second goal you've touched on already there. How much does that come into the players' minds when they see the referee points? Because we did look back and you can clearly see the referee goes to point for goal kick and then moves on with the play. How much does that affect the players when they see that?
Just so we're clear, he doesn't go to point, he points. Referee points for a goal kick. Players look to the ref more than anyone else. He points for a goal kick, our players stop. It's not good enough. It's really not good enough, you know. It's if he's pointing for a goal kick, he obviously thought the ball was out, or he heard that the ball was out. He's pointing. Why doesn't he blow the whistle? It's awful.
After that goal, your side did brilliantly bounce back in two goals in the space of 8 minutes. How impressed are you with the resilience of your side to turn that around so quickly?
Look, you don't do what these players have done for the best part of 7 years without having character and resilience and quality. Yeah, desire, that's all there. That's what the group is made of. So that was never in doubt. We're just really disappointed that we've given them a head start in the game.
Can I ask you about your strike partnership tonight? We haven't seen Aaron Green and John McGovern play up top from the start together in your team, and John McGovern was involved in both goals for your side. How impressed were you with his performance up top?
Both of them were excellent. John and Aaron. John should possibly score in the second half, the 1v1. He maybe should lift it over him. And Aaron was excellent. His all-round game was excellent. Both of them were very, very good. And it's a partnership we will see more of. You will see different partnerships as the season goes, depending on who we're playing as well. But both are quality players.
You say you're disappointed to knock them away with the 3 points. We saw both defences quite difficult to break down in the second half. Why do you think your team couldn't find the breakthrough there?
Sometimes it happens. You have to remember it's early in the season, and that little bit of sharpness in the final third will come with time. There's little bits where we're overhitting or underhitting the pass. The movement is not quite in sync. And like I said, that's quite normal early on in the season.
Hi, Stephen.
Thank you.
Joey O'Brien, real game of two halves here tonight in Talca Park, and ultimately your side went 2-0 up and Shamrock Rovers came back to get the point. Were you happy with the point coming out of the game after that?
Listen, I think we had 2 up at the 10, how we started. I think we should have went 3 up probably. I think we had a chance there to go 3 up. We didn't take it. So when you had 2 up, I suppose, to come away with a point here, slight disappointment. This point where how we conceded the second goal, definitely, because I think it was a bad decision, obviously, Fez made to come out, gave away a penalty. After that, they had a lot of possession, but I don't think he had a save to make. Maybe one save in the second half. Came off his line quick, but yeah, he didn't really have much else to do, you know.
Nice bit to start to the game. I presume your players would have been raring to go after the loss on Friday night, and we really saw that out from the blocks with the goal in the first couple of minutes, and the second just follows just after. What did you say to them for the game to get them so riled up?
It wasn't about that. I think obviously they were haunting, obviously, from how the game went the other night, but here there was not a lot of, I thought, our performance, especially second half. We had a better team second half against Pats, and there was a bit of a sickener, so I knew there was going to be a reaction. But here, Monday night under the lights, sometimes there's no a Dublin derby against Rovers, it's now a better game to get yourself up for it. So I knew they were going to be coming out with the blocks. We wanted to attack every game, really, and we done that from the start. Here we probably sat back a little bit after the second one, allowed them to get a foothold in the game. Obviously went 2-1, and as I said then, it's a bad decision by Vez to come out and clear them out for the penalty, because yeah, the ball was going away from the goal, really. I think then for the possession that they had, thought we were a threat on the break in the second half. I think we had the best chance in the game really down there in the second half, you know. And again, John takes it off Hardy's top, which could have been the winner for us.
Can I ask you about your second goal? Because I just spoke to Stephen Bradley there, and he said it was a disgrace of a refereeing decision, because he points towards to give a goal kick and then he plays on. Have you had a chance to look back at it yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Bradley's disannoyed that the referee kind of points towards a goal kick but then plays on. Do you have any like players playing to the whistle? Is there anything in your
head? I didn't see that, to be honest with you. The linesman obviously is on the side over there. Oh, you haven't seen it back. Obviously the ball said in play, that was here. what our lads were doing. So yeah, here, listen, doesn't bother me.
Can I ask about the defensive side of things? Because obviously we've seen two different back fours now, or back fives, in the last couple of days from the team, with Arnold and Casey and Paddy Barrett are both out. How impressed with the resilience from your side in the second half to hold on? And Rovers really kind of pressed when they made the quadruple change in the last 20 minutes, but your side still held on despite the injuries at the back.
Yeah, as I said, I think a lot of the possession that they had was out in front here. I don't know whether they had much defend to do from a point of view of defending crosses and goal mouth clearances and stuff like that. I don't think there was a lot of that, so here there was a lot of possession. So I suppose in them games it's more concentration, making sure you stay with your runners, making sure you don't get done with little 1-2s and stuff like that. But yeah, look, it's a good players here. We're down a few bodies, as I said, but it's up to the other lads to step up, and some of them there tonight done really well.
Thanks, Joey.
Cheers.